You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How you doing?
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Active TV, Active FM. I'm Sesh.
And my name's Ryan.
And like we promised, we are doing a review on the latest Megamind film, Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate. And like I predicted, it sucked.
You predicted it would suck.
I said this movie's either going to be brilliant or it's going to suck. And I was scared that it was going to suck. And it sucked. This shouldn't have happened. Can I just put that out there? This should not have happened.
All right.
This should not have been allowed. This is an atrocity.
Coming up in this show, why does Sesh say it sucks? Find out why. Coming up, stay tuned.
So this is the end of the show. Thank you so much for watching in this. No, Jake, watching in this week. Listen to me. Yeah, Ryan, what did you think of the film?
It was okay. It was entertaining. It wasn't my kind of film, but the first one wasn't my kind of film either. So you watched and it was like, ha 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 ha. You like chuckle, yeah, and then like you're like, ah, and then it finished.
No, the first one. Okay, like, oh, okay. For me, the first Megamind, I really, really enjoyed the first Megamind. The humor was brilliant. The storyline was like clever. Like it was something original.
So you thought?
I thought Megamind was very good.
So you found this one flat.
Let's talk about the first film, right?
Oh, okay.
In my mind, or on my list of animated films, Megamind was right there at the top. So for me, I enjoyed the first Megamind. This film, so I'm going to be honest, right? I started the movie. I think I got like maybe 4 minutes into the film and I was just like, I'm not watching this.
I found the beginning was a bit like, wait.
No, it wasn't just, there's a lot, Ryan. There's a lot wrong with this movie. Like a lot. The first thing that's wrong with
this movie. I still thought to myself, wait, is this like a copy of a, is this a bad copy?
Exactly.
Is there,
it
what?
It looked like it was dubbed, right?
Yes, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so the reason, let's just start off like right in the beginning and tell you why this film was so bad. So this film was made, it's a DreamWorks animated film. However,
which should be good.
Yes, because I'll give you a list of DreamWorks animated films. I actually realized that I think my favorite animated films are all, or a lot of them are from DreamWorks. So DreamWorks is like a solid animation company. However, for some reason with this film, DreamWorks is there, but it's not like DreamWorks, if you understand what I'm saying. So like, even in the beginning, I don't know if you noticed the distribution or the DreamWorks logo was like really weird and flat. And like, it's like they quickly searched on Google DreamWorks animation and then like put it there and like, great guys, good job. And like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like it literally looked like that. So what happened was this film didn't have a film budget. Instead, it had a TV budget. So film budgets and TV budgets are two very different things. Film budgets are, they get the money that they need to make the film look incredible. Incredible, right? Whereas TV budgets, it's a very small budget and they have very limited time to do it. That's why, like, for example, I don't know if you've ever watched like an animated film and then they bring out an animated series based on the film, but the series normally, like, the animation isn't as good, the acting is like So that's basically what happened here. As a result, because they had such a small budget, number one, which I immediately picked up, they weren't able to hire Will Ferrell, is that how you say his name? Who played the original Megamind, because they didn't have the budget for him. So number one, the dude that is the voice of Megamind is not the original voice of Megamind. I don't know if you picked that up, but I picked that up immediately. I was just like, this is not him, man. This is not him. So that was the first problem. Second problem, they weren't able to like hire American standard animation companies because their budget was so small. So what they did was they contracted Indian and Chinese animation studios. One of them, I think, is called Doberman Animation Studios. And so that is why the animation is like, and then
yeah. What I noticed is that the environments were very, very plain.
Yeah.
And there were a bit more detail on the characters.
Yeah. One thing the director actually said is because of the fact that it was on a TV budget, on a film budget, you're able to like set the lighting for every shot. So they set the lighting for the overall scene in the animation software, but then every shot they tweak it and, you know, like just make sure every shot looks like beautiful and like if you watch animation, like you, if you pause it, it's like, it's beautiful, you know, but with this, because of the budget, they're only able to set the lighting for the scene once, and then like every single shot, it's that lighting. So that's probably also added to the.
Yeah, the lighting is very flat.
Yeah, no shame. So this is like one of the. I don't remember a time where I didn't watch a movie for the movie show. But this one, I was just like, I'm not doing this. I've had like a really busy week and like, you know, when you're like tired and you're like, okay, let's watch the movie. It should like just 1.5 hours. And I was just like, I'm not wasting my life. I'm not doing it. So yeah, that was my, yeah. But I've got info on the movie. Would you like to know
some info?
So this movie held a 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes at one point. That's how bad this movie is. 0%. I think currently, I stand to be corrected.
Are you sure you left out a one there?
No, currently it's sitting at 10%. 20, I think.
Oh, 10%.
Or when I saw at one point it had gone to 10. In fact, you know what? Let's just search on Rotten Tomatoes what it's on. But at some point it held a 0% rating. Do you know how bad that is, Ryan?
That means nobody even rated it. They forgot to rate it.
Or they were just like, I'm not rating it. They did what I did.
Eventually they were like, guys, we need ratings for the movie. Please, can you phone so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so.
So currently, it's at a 2.3 out of 10. And 2.9K people voted. And where is the percentage?
Where's the comment?
The comment. You really want me to?
Just one or two.
Couldn't even finish it is the title of the first review.
Okay.
The original Megamind was hilarious and well made. I saw this on Peacock and thought it would be a fun watch. I was so wrong. It took me a minute to realize that it was a new voice cast, which it was. The whole cast was new. It wasn't any of the original actors. And I mean, Brad Pitt was in the original Megamind. Eh?
Yeah.
Like Brad Pitt. Then the old thing about, oh yes, then they changed Minion's name to Old Chum, the fish.
Right.
For some dumb reason, I don't even know what the reason is. Like, seriously, such a stupid decision. The plot was terrible. It's been 14 years since Megamind, and they have this pickup just days after the end of the original. So this film took place like 2 days after the original. They could have put a few years in between and then continued to develop him as a hero. The real Megamind would never have treated Minion the way he did. He would never have let him walk away in the beginning. They were best friends. This is serious. Terrible movie. Wish I could give it a 0 out of 10.
There's a fan. The fan knows.
I agree with this person. Yes. Thank you for your... Yeah. And then another person says... what? Like the Titanic, a total disaster. Dubbed down characters, dialogue, inconsistency in characters, and even an insistence on making a something parakeet joke. I don't know what that is. Anyway, yeah, it's just bad. The other person says bad, guys, just bad. I agree.
It actually almost looks like a previs.
Yes, yes, it does. So if you don't know what a previs is, in animation, what they do is they create like, and they actually do it like if you watch Avatar. Yes, you can go and watch deleted scenes from the first Avatar, but you'll see that it's whack because they'd only gotten to the previs stage. Mm. They decided not to continue with the scene at that point. So you can actually, it's pretty cool. But previs is like a very like quick drawn or like very quick animated, just so that people can see, okay, this is how the scene is going to look like,
and
the
mostly
angles.
For, because they'll be doing the voiceovers while they're still animating and all of that stuff. So, and a lot goes into previs, no jokes.
But
like some of the animation that they have to do is pretty good. You know, which,
but we don't see previs,
and that's what this looks like. It looks like a good enough to use
for previs, which is very sad
for the main.
Oh, sorry, people, it's gone down to a 9%. That's the tomato meter. Audience rating is 7%. That's so bad.
Yeah, so it's quite
that is so bad.
It's quite a flop.
Yeah, no, it was a flop. So yeah, none of the original voice cast members returned. However, apparently the guy that did do the voice of Megamind, his name is Keith Ferguson. He did do the voice of Megamind in a video game and a McDonald's commercial. And then I don't get this. Okay, so in 2011, DreamWorks Animation, then CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg made a comment that the studio did not have plans to create a sequel to the 2010 film Megamind, which they didn't need to, right? We agree. But then in 2022, Peacock ordered a television series based on Megamind. Why Peacock did that, we don't know. That was eventually titled Megamind Rules. As a result, the trailer to Megamind vs. the Doom Syndicate was released, informing us that this new film is intended to not only be the sequel to Megamind, but to serve as the pilot to Megamind Rules, which was also released on the 1st of March 2024, which we are not watching, just in case anyone was wondering. And you know what? Let's move on to what else DreamWorks made.
I can see the title to that one, you know, for our movie show. Do they make a comeback?
No,
is there a comeback?
I'm not watching it. I'm telling you that straight up. I refuse. I'm pulling what you pulled with Barbie, and I'm just saying no. I refuse. The first Megamind was so good, they did not need to make a sequel.
Yeah.
They didn't need to do it. It was not needed. We didn't need that in life.
Right.
And I gave... let's just look at the other DreamWorks. So DreamWorks has actually got a lot of good films. So
they
in 1998, do you remember the Ants movie?
Yes.
Do you remember that movie?
It was good.
That was DreamWorks.
Yes.
Then I love this film. The Prince of Egypt was DreamWorks. The Prince of Egypt was such a good film. It was solid. So that's what we're comparing this to. Then in 2000, they made Chicken Run. Then also, I also love this film. 2000, they also brought out The Road to El Dorado. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
That was also a very good movie. And then I also love this film. This film, the animation wasn't as good as like The Prince of Egypt. So like the production was like slightly low. But I actually did recently watch this film again and I really enjoyed it. It was Joseph, King of Dreams. But it was also, it was a very good take on the story of Joseph, which is nice also because like DreamWorks is the only like animation studio who's properly made like Bible stories, like, but properly done it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know, I think, who brought out Wish last year? Was it Disney? Who brought out, does anyone know? No?
Wish?
But I don't even know if it, I know it was a Christmas-based movie, but I, yeah. Then Shrek was DreamWorks, 2001. And then this, oh my good, DreamWorks literally has my favorite animated films. Spirit, Stallion of the, Cimarron. I just know it as Spirit. I loved Spirit. Spirit was like my movie when I was a kid because I also love horses. And when I was a kid, I was like obsessed with horses. So like Spirit was like, I cried in that movie. I was, when we went to cinemas to watch it, I was a little girl and I cried. No, Spirit is solid. And the Bryan Adams soundtrack to Spirit is so good. 2002. Mm. Yeah, so that was good. Then Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. I liked Sinbad as right. well. Do you see what I'm saying? Like yeah. DreamWorks. And you can sort of see their animation style because all of this, they've got the same like style. So yeah, DreamWorks has been doing the most. Then Shrek 2, they did in 2004. Shark Tale. Do you remember Shark
yep.
Tale in 2004? Madagascar is DreamWorks, 2005.
Yep.
The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, which is... Gromit and Wallace. I didn't watch that though. But isn't that stop motion?
Yeah.
I think that is stop motion. Claymation, yes. Yeah. Over the Hedge. I watched that movie too many times. But it was a good movie.
Loved
but
that film.
I watched it too many times.
Hammy.
Yeah, no, I watched Hammy it way too many times. Flashed Away was also... and that was also Claymation, right? Or it looked like Claymation.
I can't remember.
It had the same look as... The Wallace and Gromit's, it's got that same style. Shrek the Third was also DreamWorks. I didn't watch Shrek the Third. I don't think I watched Shrek the Third. And when I was watching reviews, a lot of people had bad things to say about Shrek the Third. So like I think DreamWorks mustn't do sequels, you know?
I felt like Shrek the first one was brilliant. Can't remember the second one, but I do remember watching the third one. It was like they'd kinda like expand the universe, you know?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and they go a bit more in depth. It becomes more like normal life, you know,
you see, they shouldn't do... DreamWorks don't do sequels.
Yeah.
Then 2007, the B movie.
Yeah.
That was a weird movie. But it was right. It was interesting. And then Kung Fu Panda in 2008 was DreamWorks.
Good.
Madagascar Escape to Africa 2008. That wasn't bad. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't bad. How to Train Your Dragon 2010. That was DreamWorks. And then Monsters vs. Aliens. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was 2009. Shrek Forever After.
See, they just keep going.
Yeah, they keep going with
like,
Shrek.
Okay.
Megamind was 2010. Kung Fu Panda 2011. Kung Fu Panda 2, sorry, 2011. Mm. But I don't think I watched 2.
Don't think I've seen it either.
Yeah. Puss in Boots. Now, one thing I want to say with Puss in Boots, the first one wasn't bad, but the second one, which is Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, that one was very good. That sequel they got right.
There you go.
That's, for me, that film was better than the first Puss in Boots. So that one they did.
Because that came out of Shrek, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted.
I remember that.
That one wasn't bad. Yeah. I remember watching that. There was that crazy French chick that like...
But they, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But they didn't change any of the voice actors or anything like that.
No. You see that, Rise of the Guardians was very good. I enjoyed Rise of the Guardians 2012.
Yeah.
And then The Croods 2013. I loved The Croods.
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see The Croods?
Never.
The Croods was, you must watch The Croods. That was very good. Turbo 2013. Turbo was also good.
Seen that, it was good.
Mr. Peaboy and Sherman 2014. I didn't watch that.
I didn't.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. I also didn't watch it, but... I don't know if it was bad. I don't know. Yeah. Penguins of Madagascar, I personally didn't watch. Home, didn't watch. Kung Fu Panda 3. Trolls, I didn't like. I'm not a fan of the Trolls films, personally.
There's some weird stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Then The Boss Baby. That was also an interesting concept.
That was good.
Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, I didn't watch. I don't know. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, didn't watch. Croods, A New Age. So that is a sequel that came out in 2020. I haven't watched it. And I must be honest, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about that because...
Let's not watch it.
Yeah. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Why do I keep saying wish? The Last Wish was good. I enjoyed Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. And then apparently Boss Baby 2 came out in 2021. Didn't watch it. And then there's an untitled Shrek reboot.
I'm not going to watch that.
Mm-mm.
Maybe my kids will watch that.
Mm-mm.
I'll see if they're interested.
Yeah. So, like, DreamWorks has been doing a good job. I'd say my top DreamWorks films, definitely Prince of Egypt. Definitely, I liked Road to El Dorado. It reminds me of my childhood, you know. Yeah, like, I literally watched that when I was a kid. And Spirit. Spirit, I loved. Croods was also very good. And Megamind. I really enjoyed the first Megamind. But this Megamind, no. I'm putting my foot down. What are your favorite DreamWorks films, Ryan?
There weren't any really... There weren't ones that I was particularly fond of. The ones that I did watch, they were good. I was like,
What is your favorite animation studio? Pixar?
Definitely between Pixar and Sony. Sony Animation.
Okay, no, Sony. Sony takes it, actually. Sony's very good with the animation. Pixar's also very good.
They were good when they started. And then everybody... Pixar is like Apple.
Yeah.
They bring out something and it's fresh and it's like, wow, this is great. And then everybody does and says, look, we can do it too. And then...
Yeah. Although I did enjoy Inside Out. That was Pixar.
Yeah.
And Coco was Pixar.
Yes.
Coco was Pixar. Mm. That was good.
They're good. Great team.
Yeah.
Pixar.
Yeah. But Sony definitely very good animation studio. And what's crazy with like Sony is with the second Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or Spider-Man... Beyond the Spider-Verse, through the whatever the name is, they contracted a whole lot of animators from around the world, but the quality still remained. In fact, it just made the film better. Whereas with this, I don't respect what they did because they went for cheap labor or cheap animation. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't respect that. This was a money-making grab.
In fact, Pixar actually originally came out of ILM.
ILM, yeah.
And because it was an animation division, and they were like, but we're not doing that, but that's great, let's keep that going. Pixar.
If you don't know who ILM is, that's the company that did Star Wars. So they were like the OGs from like a CG.
Like the 70s, guys.
Yeah.
Pixar, I think, 87, I think.
Yeah.
They started experimenting. But anyway, so yeah, that's like where animation basically came. If you look at Toy Story 1, 95.
Yeah. Toy Story 1 is crazy because the quality now, if you look at it, you're like, oh my word, it's so bad.
But back then, it was like, wow.
Back then, it was so good. Mm. But also, they've progressed, and that's why we think it's so bad. Yeah, so.
Yeah. In fact, I remember the one holiday, I watched all three Toy Stories.
Oh, wow.
In one day. And I remember seeing the progression.
Yeah.
So you watch the 1995 one, and like you don't see much shadows.
No.
And the way, like, the ambient occlusion, like, the shadows in the corner, the quality. Then you watch the next one, they're like, oh, look, they got a bit of ambient occlusion now in the corners, and the textures are coming out a bit nice, looks a bit rubbery, but it's fine. And the lighting is, like, bland. Then you watch Toy Story 3, and it's, like, a whole other level. Like, it looks really good. You see shiny surfaces. You notice some increase in quality and that sort of stuff, so...
But we say no to DreamWorks and sequels. DreamWorks don't do it.
I mean, just this piece here, the fish. When I saw the fish, I was just like,
yes.
Previous.
So this what we've been playing behind us is 6 minutes, right? That's the first 6 minutes. I didn't even watch this whole thing.
Yeah.
I got to the point where Megamind showed up. There's these dudes in fish suits that are apparently bad and they want to steal this fish. And I was like, nope.
Even my wife looked at me and she said, something's weird.
No, something, the amount of people that, I've heard comments on the lip sync, it literally looks like they dubbed the film. It looks like the film is in another language and someone just spoke English over. It was made to be in English. Yeah, no. Mm. So definitely not, guys.
So they probably did it in Chinese first.
Possibly. Yeah, no, so don't go. I don't know if Ryan, you would disagree with me. In my opinion, don't go watch Megamind versus the Doomsday Kid. I didn't. It's not even... Yeah, no.
You're not losing out.
You're not.
Promise you.
With the 7% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Promise you.
There's other films, yeah.
Yeah.
And talking about other films, next week we are going to be reviewing the film Argyle, which I'm actually very excited about.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, so...
Looking forward to that.
Go watch that and then come back.
It's a weird name. I've never
heard. Argyle. Yeah. With two L's, by the way. I thought it was only with one L, but it's got two L's in it.
Okay. Yeah. When I look it up, I'll make sure that I do the double R. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that.
Anyway, this has been The Movie Show.
Until next time.
Peace.